Once again, for media members who may have just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Mike Houston. Good morning, Coach Houston.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing just fine. Quite a game on Saturday as the Dukes defeat Richmond 47-43. And your first taste of the JMU Richmond rivalry, how special was that game?
Well, I thought that it ended up being about what I thought it would be. It was just a great setting for a college football game. I thought that, you know, both schools were represented well with attendance of fans and alumni and all that, and everybody was really into the game. And you know, both teams came out and played at a very, very high level, and the game went back and forth, you know, all game long. And we had talked about it with our kids all week, just there's going to be so many momentum swings, and that we just had to, you know, continue to find a way to respond, you know, when the momentum went the other way. And I thought our kids did a really great job of that, especially in the fourth quarter, and just finding a way to make the plays there the last few minutes of the game to find the win.
You guys have played in some pretty difficult road venues, going on the road and winning at Maine and New Hampshire, and then going down to North Carolina and competing well with them. How much do you think that might have helped you on Saturday?
Well, I think it certainly helped us in that we had some tough tests, and certainly going to New Hampshire and being able to pull out a win, going to Maine and being able to pull out a win, certainly prepared our players for, you know, being in a tough contest on the road. And I think that you know, the atmosphere at North Carolina and the atmosphere at our home games certainly helped, where, you know, our kids did not feel, you know, at all bothered by, you know, a pretty noisy stadium.
We're here with JMU head coach Mike Houston. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We got a couple in queue if you'll get those, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Thomas with the ESPN Harrisonburg.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well. Let's talk about field position, especially in the first half, how important that was, and the fact that Robbie Walker, rather, really set you up, guys, a couple of times with some nice returns on special teams.
Well, I thought that that one factor may have been one of the tipping factors in the whole ball game. You know, our kickoff team set the tone on the opening kickoff with their coverage, and you know, you look at our kickoff return on our first kickoff return there with Robbie, and I think all day long those two units, you know, really did a great job. And I think our average starting field position was somewhere, you know, around the 40, 45, 46 yard line of Richmond, whereas their average starting field position, I believe, was inside the 20. So obviously that's a big difference there as far as, you know, where you're starting out on offense and defense.
And lastly, defensively, you made some adjustments in the second half to try to slow the rhythm they were getting offensively. What can you tell us about how you made the adjustments there on defense?
Well, I thought, number one, we calmed down a little bit and, you know, fit some things much better in the run game. And I thought that our communication on the back end was much better in the second half. And certainly Coach Trott made some adjustments with some things he was calling. But I think really it was just everybody being just a little more dialed into being on the same page that really was the key to that in the second half.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from Greg Mendia with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Coach. I'm just kind of wondering, probably Saturday was, I don't know if you would agree with this, was maybe your most emotional game of the season, just in terms of how it looked when the sideline erupted Saturday, with after Taylor had that pass breakup to kind of seal the deal. Do you worry about, you know, coming off an emotional win like that and having to go play another road game? And do you do anything this week to kind of combat that and keep the team, I guess, kind of focused and even keeled?
Well, I think the big thing we focus on is the same thing that we preach every week, and that is, you know, this game coming up against Villanova is the biggest game of the year, and certainly it is. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Villanova is one game back of us in the conference race, and we're getting really, really late in the season. So this is a huge ball game for our team and for our roster. And certainly there was a lot of emotion in that game the other night. But you had two top 10 teams, and it was a very tough road venue. And, you know, especially after last year, for those kids coming back, that was a very emotional win for them. So to see, you know, kind of that joy on their face, you know, when they knew that the game was theirs, you know, it was certainly a special moment for our kids. You know, that being said, you know, it's on to the next opponent, and that's kind of been our motto each week, and you know, all throughout the year. And I think the players have done a really good job with that, and they'll, you know, they'll understand that whole deal. We talked about it last night, and I expect them, as soon as we get back on it tomorrow with our schedule for the week, that they'll be completely dialed into a very, very good Villanova team.
What I know you kind of just touched on it a little bit, but what has been the reason why you guys have had so much success on the road? I mean, you guys won in three really tough venues, Richmond, Maine, New Hampshire. What's been the key for you guys on the road this year?
Probably a couple things. I think one, you know, we've kept our schedule pretty similar home and away. And so our Fridays and Saturdays don't change much. You know, the drive is really the only factor that gets put in there on Friday that's any variable at all. I do think that we have, for the most part, an older team. You know, most of these guys played last year, so you don't have a bunch of rookies. That certainly helps with travel. And then I think, you know, kind of the way we've attempted to build this team from back in January to be a physical, hard-nosed football team, because those are the kind of teams that win on the road. Those are the kind of teams that win late in the season. And so I think our identity and has changed, because it's changed pretty drastically from last year. But I think that certainly helped in those road venues.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Your next question is from John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Mike, any satisfaction with what the Citadel's doing this year? I know your former assistant is the head coach down there now.
A lot of satisfaction. And, you know, Brent and I exchanged messages Saturday night and Sunday morning, and several of the players I heard from yesterday, and certainly just really excited for them and what they're doing. And you know, the Brent was easily the person that should have taken over for me, and I had complete confidence in him. So really happy for them, and happy for the alumni and fans down there, because that's a special bunch of kids that it's a good roster. They're going to make some noise in the playoffs.
If I could follow up by asking about Saturday, in addition to the obvious stakes, you know, Coach Talley's going to be ushered out at home, and I wonder, in your view, how that might affect matters.
Well, I think it's going to probably add to the motivation for Villanova. I think that, you know, I told our players that, you know, this may be the best team in the league. They very well could be. They certainly are one of the top defenses in the country. They're very solid on offense. You're going to their place, which will be, you know, it's always hard to win there. And then Coach Talley, you know, I think there'll be a lot of emotion there from the players, you know, for him. So he probably our stiffest test of the season coming up this Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mike, obviously another outstanding performance from your quarterback, Brian Shore, efficient, 22 of 28 thrown for 285, but also the 91 yards on the ground. How big was his ability to make some plays with his feet on Saturday?
Well, I thought that really set the tone early. I mean, he had the long run on the first drive that got us going after Richmond scored first, and so I think that you know, kind of got our offense on track. And then I think his ability to avoid pressure and get out of trouble in the pocket and extend plays and to make plays, you know, once he was out of the pocket, was critical in the ball game, and may have been the difference offensively.
You were able to have good success last Saturday in the nationally ranked defense, but you face another one this week in Villanova. How was their defense different than Richmond, and what has impressed you when you watch them on film?
Well, I mean, they're an odd front, so it's a different scheme than what we've seen the past couple of weeks. You know, they have, you know, maybe the best player in the league, and with the defensive end 92. I'll butcher his name if I try to pronounce it, so I'm not going to disrespect him like that. So, but he's a great player, and you know, they play a very physical, hard-nosed, disciplined style, and they're, you know, they're what you expect when you think of Villanova football. So, I think that we will be challenged greatly on Saturday, and I think that we got our work cut out for us to move the football.
All right, Mike. Thanks as always for your time here this morning, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks a lot. Have a great week.
All right, thank you. All right, you too.